Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Greg here with the Aaron Advantage. As you can see, Aaron's not here today, and I am on location. I can't tell you exactly where my location is right now. However, if you want to comment at the bottom and take a guess, I'll entertain you if you answer correctly. We're talking about something really big today. I think it's on everybody's mind. It's the two words that are just looming every time you turn on the news, every time you turn on the radio. It's the government shutdown. And we're going to talk about what it means for you with your real estate transaction. Okay? But first of all, we got some three big things that happened historically today that I heard on the news. I'd like to share it to you, just to give a little bit of a whimsical approach to something that we really don't want to talk about, which is the government shutdown. So first of all, congratulations to the Top Hat. The Top Hat turns 300 today. So who's your favorite Top Hat person who's worn a Top Hat? Make sure you comment below. I think mine's going to be the Warner Brothers Frog. I think he really pulled off that Top Hat very well. Happy Days was created and first aired on today, as well as today is National Bagel Day. So have a bagel for National Bagel Day. Now let's get to the topic at hand, which is the government shutdown. It's unfortunate, and I think it's part of our political landscape that we have to deal with, and I'm going to be as bipartisan about this as possible, as I promised Aaron, who is currently watching at his location. So what does it mean to you? First of all, if you are currently in, it's going to mean different things to different people. The best way to get the information that you need is, first of all, talk to your lender. The only thing that we're really seeing right now when it comes to concerns about the government shutdown in lending is when it comes to the USDA loan. I found out that this past Friday, if you were on the automated underwriter process, you were able to close your USDA loans. But anything that is automated past this past Friday is now going to be delayed because of the government shutdown. From my research, what I can find here is that only the USDA is being affected. So if you are an FHA, which is still a government-backed loan, it's probably a good idea for you to contact your lender anyhow, just to make sure that it's still a go. There are certain things you can do if you have a USDA loan that's going on right now for closing, or if you're searching. First of all, you can offer an extension for both parties. Both parties would have to agree to that extension in writing, and there's a form for that. And you can extend that as long as you need, as both parties will agree until the government shutdown is over and we can get those funds moving again. The next thing to do is maybe you can scrape up 3.5% for your down payment. If that's the case, you can go back to square one. Unfortunately, and Aaron, if I'm wrong here, what was I going to say? Oh, if you scrape up 3.5%, you can go back to square one to start the FHA process. Then, of course, talk to your lender. There's tons of programs out there that might be able to bypass the government in this aspect. But I know it's hitting a lot of people in different ways, and it really didn't even occur to me until last week when I had a USDA loan that was set to close, and I got a call from the other side, and there it is. Okay, so make sure that you are communicating with your lender there. What's it doing to interest rates right now? We're not seeing a whole lot of movement on the interest rates. In fact, those are still historically low, and we project that they're going to be on the low side for quite some time. So I don't think there's any way to panic right now on the home front. But again, just keep your eye out. If you're looking to make a move, make sure you educate yourself with a lender. Don't believe everything you read out there. I know it's hard to believe that everybody's got the answer on Facebook or whatever social media, but make sure you do your adequate research before you get into a USDA or FHA loan. Of course, if you have any other questions, give us a holler. The boss is going to be gone this weekend. He's going to sunny Miami for the real estate conference. So if you want to take a look at our current listings and let's get rid of those while he's gone, that'd be great. You can give me a call at 812-454-8103. I know it's an abbreviated session today. Like I said, Aaron's heading out of town. I've got swamped with work as well. But thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions about government shutdown and how it's affecting your loan or your closing, give us a call. We can definitely get you in the direction to the right people who can answer those questions. So anyway, again, if you have any questions, 812-454-8103, and let's get those listings sold while the boss is out of town this weekend.